This is Akashvani, the news shed by Aparajita Nair. The Election Commission has said that the polling for the assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand yesterday concluded peacefully. Maharashtra has recorded 65.02% polling and Jharkhand recorded 68.45% voting. The turnout has surpassed the record of 2019 elections in both the states. Kolhapur district in Maharashtra has recorded highest 76.25% voting in the state. Jamtara district in Jharkhand recorded highest 77.29% voting. The polling for all 288 assembly constituencies in Maharashtra was held in a single phase today, while the polling was held for the second phase of 38 assembly constituencies of Jharkhand. The Commission said, despite a range of measures by the Commission for ease of voting and motivational campaigns, urban voters in Maharashtra continued their dismal record of low participation in cities like Mumbai, Pune and Thane. The poll body said the by-polls in 15 assembly constituencies and one parliamentary constituency were also held yesterday. In Uttar Pradesh, taking cognizance of complaints regarding arbitrary checking and prevention of voters from voting in certain assembly constituencies, the Commission, after a thorough inquiry, ordered the suspension of police personnel in Moradabad, Kanpur and Muzaffarnagar for violating the norms and guidelines. India and Guyana have signed 10 agreements to enhance cooperation in several areas, including health, hydrocarbons, agriculture and allied sectors. The Memorandum of Understandings was signed on cooperation in the field of medical products, Jan Aushadhi Scheme, Cultural Exchange Program, deployment of UPI-like system in Guyana, and cooperation and collaboration in field of broadcasting between Prasar Bharati and National Communications Network, Guyana. Besides, MOU was also signed between National Defence Institute, Guyana and Rashtriya Raksha University, Gujarat. The agreements were signed between the two countries following the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Guyana, Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali, at Georgetown yesterday. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Guyana agree that dialogue and diplomacy should be used to resolve all issues. Prime Minister Modi said, "The close cooperation in the field of defence between the two nations is a symbol of deep mutual trust." He informed that last year, India had supplied 2 Dornier aircraft to Guyana. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is an important source of pharmaceutical products for Guyana and India will also work on setting up Jan Aushadhi Kendras in that country. Prime Minister Modi noted that Guyana is associated with various initiatives taken by India, such as the International Solar Alliance, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, and the Global Biofuel Alliance. He said these collaborations will help both nations to strengthen their efforts towards a green and sustainable future globally. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi participated in the second CARICOM India Summit in Georgetown. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has stood with the CARICOM member countries and moved forward like a trustworthy partner, whether it is COVID or natural disasters, capacity building or development issues. He was speaking at India CARICOM Summit in Georgetown, Guyana. Mr. Modi said, "This summit is being held after 5 years and in these 5 years, the world has seen several changes and the mankind had to face some huge hardships." He said, "It has severely affected the nations of Global South." The Prime Minister said, "India has always tried to face these challenges along with CARICOM. On behalf of the people of India, Mr. Modi expressed grief on the damages caused during the Hurricane Beryl in the Caribbean region. In an aim to curb pollution across the National Capital Region and adjoining areas, the Commission for Air Quality Management updated the clauses mentioned under the Graded Response Action Plan. In the revised plan, the Commission has directed the discontinuation of physical classes for children up to class 5th across Delhi and districts of Gurugram, Faridabad, Ghaziabad and Gautam Buddh Nagar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.